So this is the Magnus candidate.
Welcome, welcome. It is such an honor to finally meet you, future Magnus.
Looks promising.
There's no need to be humble. No need to be humble. I have every faith that you'll be able to succeed.
Their monopole is immense.
And a little birdie did tell me that you're on your way to see Virgil. So I thought it was best if I try to catch you before that. He's very...
pretentious.
What's the word? I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be rude, but Virgil is very, very thorough. It's going to be probably a few hours before he'll let you go.
A few hours if they're lucky.
Right, he's very much into his books and traditionalism and doing things properly. And with the things that I want to teach you, I need you to be more receptive, I'd say.
And not completely drained from Virgil's lectures.
And in a better mood.
Because the quickest way to get into a bad mood is by spending time with Virgil.
So come on in, come on in. You don't have to, but... well, you're already here. Thank you, thank you. So I suppose I'm the first mage that you've met, right?
Certainly gives me the edge over things.
Wow, such an honour. Such an honour.
All right, Kenji, let's make a good first impression. Wait, did I not tell them my name?
Wait, no, I haven't even introduced myself. I'm so, so sorry. My name is Kenji. Yes.
Okay, calm down, Kenji. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm one of the mages selected by the universities to teach you.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't introduce myself. They must think I'm such a fraud.
Or for you to learn from, I should say. And...
I don't want to confuse them. I'll keep things simple for now.
The supernatural, you could say. I know that you're from the lesser natural world, so... I think it's best if I just don't confuse you with all the... local linguistics that we like to use. Right, but if you just come here. Come. Right, just take a seat, relax, and open your mind. Have you done much meditation in your life?
They clearly don't meditate, but they definitely benefit from it.
Right, okay. Well, this might be a tiny bit difficult.
At least they're cute.
I can tell that you take good care of yourself, though. That's a important aspect when it comes to spiritualism. Taking care of the body indirectly nurtures the mind.
Taming wild spirits is going to be too advanced.
Right, right.
Even if they are a Magnus candidate, I'll need to keep things simple. What is that yokai doing behind him?
Wait.
He's trying to communicate something. He's reading my thoughts.
Were you just reading my thoughts?
Yokai, shield my mind from all intrusion.
Huh. You've met Alpheus, haven't you? Right, okay, I guess we're off to an interesting start. You could have told me that. Yeah, Alpheus is he's a very talented mage. Very talented. He's also really, really annoying. He helped me a lot with my accents, because... English isn't my first language, but sometimes I just slip into sounding like him, I would say. Well, my family, they're not all from the supernatural world. A lot of them are from Japan, and I have a lot of roots there. But I've spent a lot of time in the supernatural world here. And around a lot of people, and English is a very common language that people speak, especially when it comes to certain mages. Virgil, I should say. But let's just stop all this mind reading right now, because I don't really want you in my mind. I have some things I would like to keep private, but I don't blame you. I'm sure Alpheus would have found it hilarious to know that you could read other mages' minds. So, how about we make things a bit more even? I'm going to tell you a little something about Alpheus. How about that? So, I assume that he told you that he worships, is it Hypnos, right? Yes. Well, I bet he didn't tell you that he actually, that his main god is Loki. The Norse god of trickery and lies. Deception. Exactly. So as influential as he might be, and as much as his accent keeps rubbing off on me, I keep trying to distance myself and flatten it out. But it just keeps creeping in. It's so irritating. Huh? Well, I picked it up because I hang out with him sometimes. Yes, just hanging out as friends. Nothing more than that. but anyway, let's stop talking about that. We don't need to talk about that. And to be honest, you're more of my type than Alpheus is anyway, so it wouldn't even matter. But back to spiritualism and spirits. We don't need to talk about any of this. Right, so one of my specialties is, as you can see by these flaming skulls, necromancy. You don't seem that impressed. Oh. You're right to not be that impressed, because necromancy in itself is a really common school of magic, but, well, every single mage that gets selected for visit by the Magnus candidates, we've all got something very unique and revolutionary that we've pioneered or learned ourselves that we can teach. And, well, my little invention or discovery is a very unique spell. Or incantation, invocation, whatever you want to call it. Look, pass me your palm. Don't move. There we go. So, these skulls aren't just skulls that I've risen from the dead. They actually used to be mages. And, as you can see, they're incorporeal completely. But the reason why what I've done is revolutionary is because when I mark a mage, a witch or warlock, the way that I've marked you. Well, when they die, their soul is kept. See, this is the thing with necromancy. A lot of the time, you raise the corpse, but the soul isn't there. Which means that when mages are, or necromancers, when they're raising their undead, they're using their own mana. Which means that they can be quite limited. Obviously, if their mage has a huge pool of mana, they can create an army of the undead, but the undead will be limited. Typically, anyway. But my method, when a mage who's marked dies, I can summon their spirit and their soul, which means that the spirits which I can command have their own pools of mana. See, now you're supposed to look impressed. Why do you look... You look like you've heard this before. This is something that no other mage can do, and I'm about to teach you. Well, I guess I've already taught you. I should say. Since you are the Magnus, and anytime someone does magic near you, you should be able to pick it up yourself. And with that invocation on your hand there, well, you can now do the exact same thing I can do. And the benefit of this is that the mage in question is at your command, and they cannot do anything to oppose you. And all the spells that they knew in life, they can still cast. Do you not realize how amazing this is. There is no limit to how many mages that you can raise. If you mark every single mage in the world, and they all for some reason die, or even if someone dies of old age, then what will happen is you'll be able to summon each and every one of them using no mana, because the mana is only used when you make the invocation. After that, nothing is needed. I mean, I guess I could also teach you how to protect yourself against dream manipulation. Ugh. Well, could come in handy so that Alpheus doesn't, you know, invade your dreams like he probably did to meet you before everyone else. The tricky thing about it is that wards and protective magic, you never know how much mana to use when you're creating one. And when Alpheus is entering people's dreams, he can just use as much mana as he wants until he gets the job done. So if you're a mage and you have a similar amount of mana to him, then you're kind of at a disadvantage. I mean, I can use my spirits to circumvent that. But unfortunately, Alpheus and I do have a similar pool of mana. Oh right, as the Magnus, you probably aren't that aware of mana, since you're from the lesser natural world. Well, mana is a really important thing for all mages. The bigger your pool, the more things that you can do in a day, without resting, without fatiguing yourself. But, as well, the bigger your pool of mana, the more you can practice spells, and the more that you can learn to be efficient with it. So the bigger your mana pool, the more efficient you become with spellcasting. It's really, really crucial for all of us mages. I mean, I guess Yuri is an exception to that, but you'll meet him soon enough. But it's not enough for me to just tell you this one or two spells. It's also important for me to help you develop your own connection with the spirits and that world, because it's quite different from our own. Being able to communicate with the dead and with the spirits is really important. And, well, during one of my field trips to the lesser natural world, or your world, I went to Haiti, and I actually met some amazing people there. And I learned about a little bit about voodoo. Namely, a figure called Papa Legba. He helps with communication between humans and the spirit world. Now, I didn't exactly need it, but it brought my connection to spirits to a complete different level. So I would definitely recommend visiting Haiti and learning about voodoo. And as well, there's spirits all over the place. If you can learn to see them, then the world will look magical and surreal. But I think I've been talking long enough, and I don't really think there's anything else that I can teach you. Well, there probably is. I can teach you how to teleport. Like, for example, look. With just a simple spell, I can make myself completely
Kenji! Kenji! Oh no. She left me behind. Again.
Are you Kenji's friend?
Could you, help me find him? Or I can just follow you around until we see him again. Oh, I'm super quiet. You won't even notice me. I'm like a fly in a house. Completely silent and unseen. Okay, I'll stop. Is that fine with you? I can also be really helpful too, and most people can't even see me. And if you need a spy or a thief, you can count on me. Ouch. Oh, and by the way, I probably shouldn't expose Kenji like this, but he seemed to really like you. You get what I mean? I'm sure of it. Did you hear how he was talking? And how self-conscious he was getting? So, he would only usually act like that around Alpheus, but they're not really on speaking terms anymore. Let's just say Alpheus isn't the most empathetic person. And Kenji cares about people a lot. I'm a spirit born from close bonds, friendships. I'm great at uncovering people's emotions. It's more like I can see their emotions. Am I talking too much? You need to go and see Virgil. You have to get for like 5 minutes. Luckily, you should know how to teleport now. So give it a go. Oh, it's so easy, and there's definitely no risk at all.
I could guide you.
Just think of a place
or a person.
Visualize them. Just think of a place. Visualize them. And then cast the spell.
Are you visualizing?
And then cast the spell. There is no risk at all. It's just if your mind wanders just for a little bit, you might end up in an entirely different place. So definitely don't think about the magical ice cream shop opposite of the university. I've always wanted to try an ice cream from that.